All things new, you can't hold me down. And as Chris said, you can't hold Kelly down. 93.7 WDJC with Roxanne and Chris. Visiting today with local hero, Kelly Garner.
Kelly, we've heard the story. You've shared the story out there helping people during Snowmageddon a couple years ago, helping push cars, helping people trying to get back home. You fell 40 feet in a hypoglycemic state. You're neighbor found you the next morning. You were overnight, I guess, like you said, in a coma. Your neighbor found you. Let's pick it up from there.
Well, Mike is a hunter, so Mike had those eyes that not anyone else could possibly have, I guess. And you know, he just felt directed to go to that one spot, and that's where he said he just looked down and saw something that didn't quite fit into the woods, and he saw my blue jeans and my pair of boots and that's when he said, there he is.
He thought you were dead.
Well, I mean, he obviously, you know, it was just one of those situations of, you know, he's in the bottom of this pit. He had been there overnight because the word they had gotten was that I was missing since 7 o'clock the night before. Yeah. And one of the most ironic things was one of my neighbors told me about a friend of hers who works in an office complex above the library, and she saw them bringing me out wrapped up. And she thought, this woman thought I was in a body bag.
Oh, goodness.
And my neighbor said, no, my son was a part of that rescue. I just talked to him. They found he's alive. And apparently what they'd done was just cover me up with, you know, blankets and whatever, just to keep me a little bit more warm than what I was.
Now, the recovery was very grueling.
It was. I shattered my vertebrae, and I didn't know that for probably 4 days until after it was all over, till the surgery had taken place. And they had to wait for my brain bleed to go away before they could operate. And they fused my back together with rods and screws. And my family was being prepared by the surgeon that I would never walk again because it missed my spinal cord by just centimeters and just smidgen. And he was just floored himself. He said, this guy's a miracle. He said, I didn't think he was going to walk. When we went in, we thought we were going to have to tell you that it was going to be a paraplegic.
Oh, my goodness. And I look at you now and running half marathons?
I've run half marathons, yeah. It's been just one of those things I've always wanted to do was run a marathon. And this was my chance that I had because of the recovery I took place. That did take place. You know, I did a lot of walking and got real strong as I progressed. And next thing you know, I said, I want to pick this up another step. I want to keep on moving. So I decided just to go ahead and run, and hopefully one day I'll get to a full marathon mode, but not quite there just yet.
You're doing fine.
What has everything that's happened to you, what has this amounted when it comes to your faith?
Well, for me, it was, you know, God is happy with us with all the wonderful things we do for mankind, but I found myself needing to, you know, take that to another level and be that disciple that that God really intended us for to be, and to share the gospel with other people, and that's where I had to take it to the other level. I had to help people all my life, but I decided that, you know, now it's time to walk that Christian faith that I knew I needed to have.
I love how he can take a passion, he can take a gift, you know, a very giving person. And with a pretty, you know, horrific experience, can turn that, as we always read in Scripture, everything for good, and turn that into now, where what an incredible testimony that is, which led to a book, by the way.
A book that you can purchase. Tell us about the book.
Well, The Night That Changed Our Lives is available through all the websites. You've got Amazon, Barnes & Noble, BooksAMillion.com. We've got some local places here in town. Little Professor Bookstore in Homewood's got a copy. Multitude of other little places in the city.
The Night That Changed Our Lives, the devil pushed me in a pit, but God pulled me out. I'm sure everybody here, especially locally, would love to read this book because we all remember that day, and we all have our, what's great about, well, I guess great, is everybody has a story in that day of what happened to them personally, because there's so much going on. But what an incredible testimony to God's miracle, to what God has done. So I suggest people go to Amazon, get this book, and read something that was very, very positive that happened right here in our own community.
they can visit my website too if they like. It's the simple www.thenightthatchangedourlives.com, and I got a blog site website, and it's all there for anyone to see and leave me a message if they like.
Kelly, thank you for sharing your heart, your experience with us. Thank you that you were willing to go and be God's servant that day.
Amen.
And he spared your life, and now look what he's doing. You're able to share the gospel with people all around the world. How exciting. Thank you, Kelly Garner, for sharing your story with us.